From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Aid workers in the Syrian city of Aleppo say Syrian and its Russian planes Monday stepped up their bombing campaign on rebel-held parts of the city. They say nearly 100 people have been killed. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry and the Syrian government and its Russian allies, in his words, seem intent on taking Aleppo and destroying it in the process. The onslaught on Aleppo triggered a flurry of accusations Sunday at an emergency session of the UN Security Council. A Kremlin spokesman denounced U.S. and British accusations of complicity in the destruction of Aleppo. A peace agreement between Colombia's government and a guerrilla movement known as the FARC is to be signed Monday. Numerous heads of state and foreign ministers, including U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry, are to attend the signing ceremony.
With the signing of a peace agreement, this is an enormous step forward to end the longest-running war in this hemisphere, one of the longest in the world.
The FARC insurrection was originally inspired by Cuban and Soviet ideology against democratic institutions in the Americas. The stage is set for a televised debate between U.S. presidential candidates Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump. The event will be held at Hofstra University outside New York City. Some television industry officials are predicting a record 100 million people will watch Monday's debate. Two more debates are scheduled later in October. The two candidates are locked in a tight national contest. Political surveys show Clinton with a slight edge. The Federal Bureau of Investigation says violent crime in the U.S. increased by 3.9% last year, including a nearly 11% jump in the number of murders. This is VOA News. Support in Australia for action on climate change is at its highest in almost a decade, according to a new report. Phil Mercer takes a look.
The Climate of the Nation report is Australia's longest-running survey of public views on climate change. It's been compiled by the Climate Institute, an independent research body. The survey of 2,000 people has shown that most Australians trust the scientific evidence of climate change and believe there are employment and business opportunities in renewable energy. About 65% of respondents want to see Australia lead the world in finding solutions to climate change, up from just over 50% in 2012. Phil Mercer, Sydney.
Japan warned China Monday not to send fighter jets over disputed territory in the East China Sea. Chief Cabinet Secretary Yoshihide Suga told reporters that Japan is watching Chinese military activity and will defend its territory. On Sunday, China sent warplanes over the Miyako Strait east of the Japanese-controlled Senkaku Islands, which China claims. Chinese officials say about 40 aircraft were involved in the maneuver. The United States and South Korea conducted naval exercises Monday. An American ship equipped for both anti-aircraft and anti-submarine warfare joined South Korean destroyers, submarines, helicopters, and aircraft in a maritime operation in the East Sea. An international team of scientists has identified a new strain of superbug that came from chickens and has made 10 people sick in Denmark. The infection is called MRSA, a staph infection that is sometimes fatal. Superbugs do not respond to commonly prescribed antibiotics. The rise of superbugs is blamed on the routine use of antibiotics in raising farm animals. A study published in the journal Clinical Infectious Diseases says drug-resistant bacteria can be passed up the food chain to humans. Former South Sudan First Vice President Riek Machar has called for an armed struggle against the government of President Salva Kiir. The call could signal the renewal of that country's civil war. French President François Hollande has vowed to shut down a migrant camp in Calais by the end of the year. During a visit to the port city Monday, Mr. Hollande said the migrant camp must be dismantled. He shared plans to relocate the residents to other centers around the country where they could eventually apply for asylum. Demonstrators gathered in central Krakow Sunday to protest government plans to ban abortion. Lawmakers Friday turned down efforts to loosen abortion laws in Poland. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.